This is Terry Mandel, DO Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law, address on file of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Ira Plantinotis, please note the following medical letter. The first name is I-R-A, that's I-R-A. Last name is P-L-A-T-A-N-O-T-I-S, that's P-L-A-T-A-N-O-T-I-S. On February 16th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation on your client, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the client via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 75-year-old female, height 5'5" tall, weight 130 pounds, period. She sustained injury at a fall in a Mexican grocery store on or about February 29th, 2020, period. This occurred at Tienda, T-I-E-N-D-A, Morales, M-O-R-E-L-O-S, that's M-O-R-E-L-O-S, which is a Mexican grocery store on Michigan Road in Indianapolis, period. Her arms were full and her left foot got caught between boxes of merchandise that were stacked on the fall, on the floor, period. This resulted in her tripping and falling, period. She was unconscious initially for a few minutes, period. She had bleeding from her left knee, period. She had immediate pain in her low back, comma, left knee, comma, head, comma, and left arm, period. She had two open lacerations. Period. New paragraph. Present day, despite adequate treatment, she is still experiencing pain in her left knee, comma, her low back, comma, stiffness down her left leg, comma, pins and needles down her left leg, comma, and persistent headaches, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs approximately 97% of the day, period. It is a sharp stabbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg to the toes, period. She is experiencing pins and needle sensation down her leg, period. She states that this pain is a different type pain that she has had from her fibromyalgia, and that she was essentially pain-free until this grocery store injury, period. New paragraph. Her left knee pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 6 hours per day, period. It is a needling-type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the back of the knee, period. New paragraph. Her headaches occur approximately 4 hours per day period. It is a sharp pain period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10 period. The location of the headaches are the back of the head period. These headaches are non-radiating period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that approximately a couple days later, she saw her family doctor, Dr. Romero, R-O-M-E-R-O, who sent her for x-rays, period. She was sent to a spinal specialist, Goodman Campbell, period. She had followed up physical therapy and placed on medication, period. She had spinal injections, period. She relates that spinal surgery was suggested, but presently she is still getting spinal injections, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems doing house chores, period. Showering and housework are affected, period. She has difficulty pushing a cart in a grocery store, period. Sleep is affected, period. Sports are involved, period. The patient has problems walking greater than 1,000 steps, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicines for diabetes, comma, cholesterol, comma, vitamins, comma, allergies, comma, blood thinner, comma, muscle relaxer, comma, and paraglobulin, that's P-A-R-E-G-A-B-A-L-I-N, for fibromyalgia, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes muscle relaxers and over-the-counter pain medicine, period. She is also doing stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, COPD, comma, frequent urinary tract infections, and fibromyalgia, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for tonsillectomy, appendectomy, and tubal ligation, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic history reveals the patient never injured her left knee in the past. In the past of any significant nature, period. She has had low back pain in the past and has had a steroid injection and had incredible amount of relief until this fall injury, period. As far as headaches, she did have a headache from a car accident in the late 1980s, and it resolved without any problems, period. As far as automobile accidents, as mentioned above, in the late 1980s, she did have headaches, but they resolved without any permanency, period. She had an automobile accident approximately 17 years ago. She was seen one time with no permanency, period. In approximately 2010, she had a work injury with inflammation of the lungs that were treated at home for approximately 4 months. And she is still being treated for COPD by a pulmonologist, period. The patient has had no prior fall injuries, period. The only fall injury that she has had was, besides this one, was in the 1980s. She sprained her left ankle in a grocery store. She was treated a few weeks without permanency, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is a retired secretary. Period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Office notes, July 7th, 2021, Ortho Indy Northwest, states evaluation of her left knee, period. Her left knee has been hurting for a year, period. She reports an episode last year where she tripped and fell and landed directly on her left knee, period. She had two cuts on her knee, period. One directly anterior over the patella, and second anterolaterally, period. She complains of pain in the anterior and lateral aspect of the knee. Result of radiographs obtained today, including standing AP, standing PA, flex, comma, lateral, comma, and merchant views, that's M-E-R-C-H-A-N-T, merchant views of the left knee, period. Other than some osteopenia, which is also present on the right, your radiographs are normal, period. Assessment is left knee plane, is left knee pain. Assessment is left knee pain. Plan, she already has a physician from Goodman Campbell. I think as long as she is happy with her care there, she should continue with what she has started with him, period. Goodman Campbell notes, September 12, 2022. Assessment, lumbar spondylosis, S-P-O-N-D-Y-L-O-S-I-S. She continues to struggle with localized back pain. Unfortunately, the intralaminar injection at L5-S1 did nothing for her pain in the last injection, period. She is aware that she has to have two diagnostic blocks before proceeding to rhizotomy. That's R-H-I-Z-O-T-O-M-Y, period. Another note from Goodman Campbell, June 15th, 2020. 72-year-old female for low back and left radicular leg symptoms, period. She was referred by her primary care doctor, Dr. Romero, R-O-M-E-R-O, period. Pain started in February 2020. Unfortunately, the patient had a fall at a Spanish grocery store, period. Lost consciousness in the fall, period. Since that fall, she has had left-sided low back pain with radicular symptoms and an L5 distribution, period. Her knee is a burning warm sensation, period. She has had this pain in the past and did have steroid-based injections by Dr. Arbuckle, period. She states this injection provided nearly 20 years of pain relief, period. MRI of the lumbar spine was done May 14, 2020, which showed no significant change when compared, period. She does have a disc protrusion at L5-S1. Minimal contact of the left S1 nerve root and L5 nerve root, period. Assessment is lumbar radiculitis. She has had this pain in the past and has done well with steroid-based injections, period. She states she has not had an injection in nearly 20 years, period. I recommend a left L5 selective nerve root block, period. Another note from Goodman Campbell, May 19th, 2021. She has been struggling with her current back and left leg pain. She presents today for a repeat lumbar epidural steroid injection, period. X-rays of the knee, 3-view, June 9th, 2020. Impression, soft tissue swelling over the medial aspect of the knee, period. No definite acute fracture, period. MRI of the lumbar spine, May 14th, 2020. Indication is radiculopathy, lumbar spine. Impression, no significant change compared to December 5th, 2015. At L4-5, the central foraminal focal disc bulge, period.